People look at you today and say, you're strong, you always manage, you'll be fine. And maybe you smile, maybe you even agree. But nobody asks the more important question, how did you become this strong? Because some people became strong through confidence, some through success, some through experience. But some people became strong because nobody came. Nobody came when they were scared. Nobody came when they were confused. Nobody came when they were falling apart. So they learned how to stand up alone. And after a while, everybody started calling that strength. But sometimes what people call strength is actually survival. You learned not to ask for help because help disappointed you. You learned not to expect too much because expectations hurt. You learned how to stay calm during chaos because panic was a luxury you could not afford. You learned how to solve problems while your own heart was breaking. And people admired you for it. They said, look how strong you are. But maybe a part of you wanted to scream, I did not want to be strong. I wanted someone to be there. That is the part nobody sees. The strongest person in the room is often the one who learned very early that falling apart was not an option. Maybe you were the child who had to understand everything too soon. Maybe you were the one who kept peace in the house. Maybe you became the listener, the fixer, the responsible one, the one everybody called when something went wrong. And somewhere along the way, you forgot what it felt like to be taken care of. You became so good at carrying people that nobody noticed how heavy you had become. And this happens in families, in marriages, in friendships, at work, everywhere. There is always that one person everybody depends on. But here is the dangerous part. When you become known for being strong, people start assuming you do not need softness. They stop checking on you. They stop asking twice. They see your silence and think you are okay. They see your smile and think you have healed. They see you functioning and assume nothing hurts. But functioning is not the same as healing. A person can go to work, answer messages, laugh with people, take care of a family, pay bills, solve problems, and still be carrying a storm inside. And maybe that is you. Maybe you became independent because dependence once cost you too much. Maybe you say, I don't need anybody. But deep down, that sentence was not born from confidence. It was born from disappointment. There is a difference. True strength is knowing you can stand alone. But pain sometimes convinces you that you must always stand alone. And that is not the same thing. You do not have to spend the rest of your life proving that you can survive everything by yourself. You have already proved that. You survived things people know nothing about. You smiled in rooms where your heart was somewhere else. You encouraged people while you were exhausted. You gave advice while secretly needing the same advice yourself. You showed up, again and again. But maybe the next chapter of your life is not about becoming stronger. Maybe it is about becoming softer. Maybe it is about learning that receiving is not weakness, that asking for help does not make you a burden, that resting does not make you lazy. That saying, I am not okay today, does not erase everything you survived yesterday. And maybe one of the hardest things a strong person ever has to learn is this. You are allowed to need people too. You are allowed to want somebody to ask how you are and actually wait for the real answer. You are allowed to be tired. You are allowed to stop carrying people who would never carry you. And you are allowed to admit that some of your strength came from places you wish you never had to visit. Sometimes people admire the armor and never ask who forced you to wear it. They praise the independence and never ask who made you afraid to depend on anyone. They admire how little you need and never ask how many times your needs were ignored. Think about that. Because maybe you are not difficult to love. Maybe you just became careful. Maybe you are not cold. Maybe you got tired of handing people the same heart and watching them drop it. Maybe you are not distant. Maybe distance became the only place you felt safe. But please remember something. What protected you in one chapter can imprison you in another. The walls that kept pain out can also keep love out. The silence that protected you from disappointment can also stop good people from knowing you need them. And the version of you that survived the past does not have to control the rest of your future. You can still be strong, but you do not have to be strong every second. You can still be independent, but you do not have to do everything alone. And perhaps real healing begins the day you stop saying, "Nobody came, so I need nobody," and start saying, "Nobody came then." But that does not mean nobody ever will. Some of us became strong because nobody came, but we do not have to spend the rest of our lives living as if nobody ever will.